Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, can you just say your name and your title?
Sure. I'm Heidi Heinisch, and I'm head of gallery and studio programs at the National Gallery of Art.
And we are speaking because today, when this runs, Monday, at 10 a.m., you will be releasing the first, you know, free timed passes that you can start registering for it Monday at 10 a.m. because Friday, May 14th, you're reopening the West Building. Take me into the decision to reopen now. I know we spoke a couple months ago about, you know, your virtual stuff. You've been staying busy, but how exciting is it to reopen?
Oh my gosh, this is such good news. Now, the Sculpture Garden's already been open, but we're so excited now. The West Building is reopening. And I think absolutely visitors should visit the museum website to get our free timed passes on Monday at 10 a.m. But when you come to visit, there's some new things to check out. First of all, the Rotunda now has something called a welcome kiosk. And this kiosk has this super cool sort of gesture-based technology, so you don't actually have to touch it. But the kiosk can provide you with some guided tours or some ideas for how to sort of make your visit personal and important to you. Then we also have a new installation, which brings together works of art by contemporary artist Carrie Mae Weems, in conversation with Augustus St. Gaudens, the Shaw 54th Regiment Memorial. It's a new design and a new way to sort of think about how contemporary artists are responding and connecting with issues that are in our kind of the collection of older art and really thinking about how ideas persist. And then there's also a new design and concept in the Garden Cafe on the ground floor. So if you haven't visited in a while, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised by some of these new additions.
Awesome. And I want to get more into the, you know, the art exhibits in a second. But just real quickly, again, with the pandemic stuff, what goes into a decision to reopen something like that? I mean, I guess you're just watching the case counts or, guidance from the mayor's office of what you're allowed to do. But, you know, the vaccines are coming out. Things are slowly getting back to normal. What goes into making that decision and say, you know what, May 14th is the day?
Yeah. You know, the gallery has a crisis management team and a whole reopening team that's looking really carefully at the science. And, you know, the primary concern is safety, the safety of our visitors and the safety of staff. So I think this sort of slow, sort of gradual reopening is really just a response to the fact that people are getting vaccinated and that it's becoming safer to sort of be out in the public. And even though people still need to be socially distanced and there'll still be limits on the number of people who can be in any one space at one time, it is becoming safer to sort of come together in this way. So the gallery's been very cautious about making these decisions, but we're excited that we're getting ready to reopen again. And we look forward to reopening the East Building actually come June. And so that's not open quite yet, but you can visit the entrance to the East Building on 4th Street. And there is a temporary large-scale artist installation there by an artist named Kay Rosen. And the title of the work is Sorry. So you can either drive by or walk by, or if you're coming to visit the museum, definitely check it out. I think it's worth taking a look at.
What is Sorry about?
Well, that's a good question. Kay Rosen's an artist who experiments with sort of texts and words and sort of a little bit of wordplay. And so I encourage people to come and see what does sorry mean to them. What might that word evoke for you? Is it sorry that we're closed? Is it sorry for all the awful things that have happened this year with the pandemic and sort of the sort of racial reckoning that we're all dealing with? What might sorry mean? So I encourage people to take a look and figure it out for themselves.
Now, just to recap sort of what you said of the timeline. So the West Building is opening Friday, May 14th, and then the East Building, you're hoping to open in June, but you can get a little sneak peek there at the 4th Street entrance with the Sorry exhibit. So everybody, that's sort of the deal here. You mentioned some of the really cool new exhibits. Go into more into the Shaw's 54th Regiment Memorial.
So the Shaw 54th Regiment Memorial was finished in 1900. It was a labor of sort of love, I think, for the artist Augustus St. Gaudens. That was a work of art that he worked on for more than a decade. And I think it's maybe one of the most powerful works of art in the National Gallery. You know, I spend a lot of time in the galleries with the visitors, and it's a work of art where people stop and look. It's a sculpture of Augustus St. Gaudens, excuse me, of Robert Gould Shaw, who was the leader of the Massachusetts 54th. He was a white man who led more than 1,000 African American soldiers. And then you see behind him soldiers marching along, and it's the expressions on their faces are so poignant and powerful, and the work of art is just really provokes a lot of thought and emotion for people. So it's exciting that now we're bringing in a work of a contemporary artist who is dealing with some of the same sort of issues around sort of race and the role of sort of Black people in our society through her work. And to see those two works in conversation, I think will be really powerful.
Absolutely. And everyone remember, you know, the 54th story in that awesome movie, Glory. How often do we get Denzel and Morgan Freeman in the same movie? Matthew Broderick as Shaw. I mean, it's great. So those are sort of some of the new exhibits you mentioned, you know, the 54th Memorial and Sorry over in the other building. But remind us that, you know, now with the West Building reopening, remind us, you know, the other good treasures that are typically in there that now, you know, we haven't been able to see for like over a year. Now we'll get to revisit some of our favorites in the West Building too.
That's right. You can come revisit. We like to refer to some of those works of art as really our friends, right? Our friends that we can go back and see and say hello to again. So, you know, our incredible Renaissance collection, you know, the beautiful sort of French paintings. I know French Impressionism and Post-Impressionism is such a big favorite with our public, our American galleries, you know, the Dutch galleries, you know, really it's all going to be there for you. There might be just a few small galleries that are closed off in the corners, but mostly the main hallway of the upper level of the West Building is going to be open for you to explore and to revisit those friends. But we know that not everyone can come to the gallery, and so we will be continuing with our virtual programming as well. So Jason, if you have a minute, I'd love to tell you about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. We spoke about your virtual programs, you know, a couple months ago during the pandemic, but obviously a lot of them are still continuing, like you said. So tell me about, I'll tee them up one at a time if we can. How about The Art of Looking every Friday at 1 o'clock?
The Art of Looking is a wildly popular program. We're so excited. It's 1 hour and one work of art, and we really just slow down and look carefully at that work of art. And the power of this program is actually the people who participate. It's all about conversation and looking together at a work of art and kind of hearing each other's thoughts and ideas and questions. Of course, as educators at the gallery, we also bring some information about that work of art into the conversation, but it's really about sort of making these discoveries together. And this month, as we are celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, each of the works of art will be by Asian artists. And this Friday, we're going to be looking at a beautiful lithograph by an artist named Ruth Asawa. And the title of the work is Desert Plant. So we hope that people will definitely check this program out for the month of May.
Awesome. And you mentioned, you know, Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, but May is also National Meditation Month. And you have something going on for that?
Absolutely. I think this is a concept that's become more popular throughout the pandemic, but this idea of mindfulness and self-care. And so the gallery is launching a series of very short videos that are sort of guided meditations. And these are available on YouTube. And so it just, again, if they're short, they're 3 to 4 minutes, just slowing you down, kind of guiding you through the work of art in a really soothing I think, calm, mindful approach to exploring a work of art. So it's a great way just to catch your breath and maybe step outside of your busy life for just a few minutes.
And then for the family, I know you have another month of what you call it, Artful Conversations. What do we got with that this month?
Oh, Artful Conversations is so much fun. And this month, we are working with a rare book librarian who actually works at the gallery. His name's Yuri Long. And we're going to be exploring an artist book by Ronald King, who is an artist who made these incredible puppets. that fit in the book. And then the text of the book is by a poet named Ray Fisher. And so we're going to take a look at this really fun book. And then we're going to create our own puppets using just materials you can find around the house. So I hope people will sign up for it. It's these programs are just so much fun for the whole family.
Awesome. And then, of course, you know, I'm a big movie guy. You also have a weekly film program. Explain what you have this month.
Our film program, I've always thought, is one of the best kept secrets in Washington, D.C. And now, you know, people can watch these films anywhere in the world. But coming up on this Wednesday, we're going to be screening a film that illustrates the history of an Italian villa across five centuries. And then we're also going to show a related virtual film that features a National Gallery curator, and conservator discussing the gallery's collection as it relates to this villa's sculptures. So it's just going to be a kind of a magical dive into this, you know, incredible Italian villa over time, and then looking at the gallery's connection to it. So I encourage people to check out this film. Films are streamed every Wednesday. Come back and see what else is there. There's really some incredible content there.
Awesome. And then the 70th annual A.W. Mellon lectures are also ongoing. Explain what that is.
Sure. Every year we offer what's called the Andrew W. Mellon Lecture Series, and we bring in scholars from around the world to speak for a series around a topic. And this year we're featuring Jennifer Roberts, who's a professor at Harvard University, and her six-part series is focused on printmaking. And so we're kind of right in the middle of it. And each Sunday between now and May 30th, her lectures will premiere. These are pre-recorded, and so you can just pop in and watch it on the 30th, or you can watch it anytime after that. But she's a really compelling and interesting speaker, so I encourage people to check it out.
Awesome. And then finally, tell me about your new podcast.
Oh my gosh. This is just a really, I think, exciting sort of innovation that the gallery developed during COVID. And it's called Sound Thoughts on Art. It's really just started. It's being released every other Sunday on wherever you get your podcasts. But it brings together a musician and someone who is knowledgeable about a particular work of art. So in this case, we have on the eighth installment of the podcast series, Rafiq Bhatia, a really sort of innovative musician who is responding to James Turrell's work called New Light. And our curator, Molly Donovan, will be talking about the Turrell piece, and Bhatia is going to be talking about his work and how he's was inspired or saw intersections between his work and Turrell's work. So it's just a really cool way to think about how the different arts kind of intersect and inspire one another.
Awesome. Well, there's no shortage of things we can do both virtually and then starting on May 14th, you know, starting to do it in person again in the West Building, and then the East Building will be in June, hopefully. So, tons of stuff going on at the National Gallery of Art. Again, remind them when and where, how they can get their passes on Monday.
Absolutely. If you visit nga.gov/reopening, you'll get all the information you need to get those free timed passes. And we look forward to seeing you coming back to the National Gallery. We're so excited to be reopening. So thank you, Jason, for the opportunity to share this with everyone.
Of course. Thanks so much again. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.